Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The biggest non-story story in the country has now exploded onto the blogs and news reports of outlet after outlet all over this country and around the world. WorldNet Daily has now published the image of a certified copy of registration of birth of one Barack Hussein Obama from Kenya. Now, this is an extraordinary story. And until this is resolved, can't they just suspend Obama with pay or something like that? Suspend Obama without pay, with pay? I don't care. Let's just suspend him with pay until this is all figured out. No? Well, Robert Unruh, a veteran reporter for the Associated Press, has been a journalist now for some time with WorldNet Daily. And he's an expert on this, the biggest non-story story in the country. Robert Unruh, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you very much.
Robert, could we talk about the latest and then back up to how the story began 14 months ago on WorldNet Daily? But the latest is this extraordinary certified copy of registration of birth from December 1964. Could you talk about this document first?
Well, yeah, the document was released by one of the attorneys who's been handling a number of the cases challenging Obama's tenure, his qualifications to be president under the U.S. Constitution's requirement that the president be a natural-born citizen.
Now, that's California attorney Orly Tates.
Correct.
And she, by the way, a friend of Bob Enyart Live is a former presidential candidate Alan Keyes. And if I have it correct, Orly Tates is an attorney for one of the lawsuits involves Alan Keyes as a plaintiff because he was actually a presidential candidate.
That's correct. And that came about because a number of the early cases were dismissed because an ordinary voter, according to the judges, had no standing.
No standing. So if Barack Obama was born, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, was not born in this country, and so he would not be qualified to run for president. So if Barack Obama was in fact born in Kenya, in Africa, then our courts have told voters who filed suit, they want to see the evidence that he's eligible, his birth certificate. The courts have said, you have no standing as a voter. And so Alan Keyes then stepped up to the plate, and he said, well, I'm not just a voter, I'm also a presidential candidate. And so Orly Tates is the attorney. She's the attorney on, as you said, a number of these various suits from around the country.
That's correct.
Okay, so now what's the latest? She's filed a motion in U.S. District Court regarding this certification of birth.
Well, number one, she wants the information and evidence about this particular document preserved. She does not want some mid-level clerk at a law firm or anybody else anywhere running an original or any information about it through a shredder and having it disappear. I mean, that's fairly typical in disputed cases for one side to say, look, we want a court order that all the evidence has to be preserved. That's her initial request. And the additional request is for a court determination of authenticity. I mean, this is a document. We can go on the Internet and we can all see what it says. Hmm. We don't know where it came from. Orly Tates has said it comes from an anonymous source who has concerns for his or her safety and does not want to be named. You know, that's not unusual in disputed cases that involve confidential information, but at the same time, you know, we report and at the same time we say, well, is it in fact, what evidence is there that it's... Hmm.
Now, Robert Unruh, the source, we don't know the name of the source, But Owen, it's not Dan Rather, right? You think we could assume that?
I would make that assumption.
Okay, it's not Dan Rather, so that means there's some possibility it might be authentic. But the source is not anonymous to the attorney Orly Tates, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
She knows who provided it to her.
Okay. And now this document, so she has filed a motion, U.S. District Court, for the process of authenticating this certified copy of registration of birth. This document, which people could look at, just go to worldnetdaily.com, lead story, WND.com, lead story, is this really smoking gun of Obama's Kenyan birth? And this document has information on it that, even though I've followed this story over the last year, information I've not been aware of. Could we talk about some of the info on the document itself?
Well, it talks about the time and date and location and parents, primarily, lists a registrar's name, and many of the typical information, pieces of information like that.
Like, for example, the father, Barack Hussein Obama, 26 years of age. And there's a place here for father, name, age, and birthplace. And it's hard to read, but here's a village in Kenya. It has the mother, Stanley Ann Obama, and the same thing with his mother, birthplace in Wichita, Kansas, and has her age of 18 years.
I'll pull up the document. I had a multitude of things on my screen.
I'm sure you did.
That's quite right. It takes a second to pull
WorldNet
this up.
WorldNet Daily is the... basically, the source of record, the reporters of record for the Obama eligibility story. And you guys have produced, I think now, about 200 exclusive stories on this. And Robert, this is now, I mean, Alan Keyes, of course, has been one of the primary players. Joseph Farah, editor, publisher of WorldNet Daily. Lou Dobbs, Chuck Norris, Andrew Sullivan, one of the largest bloggers in the country. These are people calling for Barack Obama to produce his birth certificate. Fox News reporter Tommy DeSeno. The Huffington Post now has a columnist, a black professor, calling for Obama to produce his birth certificate. And you guys are the source of record for this story.
Well, you know, if we can just back up just one second and talk for 30 seconds about the genesis, the origins of this controversy. You know, anybody who is not following it will understand very clearly. Then the issue is, of course, the eligibility to be president of the United States, the constitutional demand that the president be a natural born citizen. Natural born is not defined by the Constitution. There are a multitude of legal definitions out there. Many of them take one of two tracks. You're either born in the country and you're natural born, or you're born of two country citizens, so you're natural born. You know, the issue even came up over Senator McCain's birth in the Panama Canal Zone. He was born of two U.S. citizens.
Right, and that issue was fully vetted. It was dealt with officially.
Right.
This has been simply swept under the rug, and the media has refused.
Right.
And the courts have refused to fully vet the issue.
Well, and when the questions first arose, I mean, what is simpler than releasing a copy of a certified long-form original birth certificate providing all this documentation? That did not happen. The Obama campaign, instead released a computer-generated form, image, that includes a little bit of information, but it is not documentary in that it doesn't provide proof. And that's because during the 1960s in Hawaii, you have to understand, this was only 2 years after Hawaii was admitted to the Union as a state. The laws out there provided for a certification of live birth to be provided to children who not necessarily were born in Hawaii.
Hmm.
That's what that document originally was used as. That was one of its uses, which means that it doesn't, you know, in this day and age, it doesn't provide a real documentary proof. It is an indication of what's on record in the computer database of the state of Hawaii now, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And so the issue is, why was this not released? Well, instead, and that's when the lawsuit started being filed, but instead of responding to anybody who had these questions, legitimate or not, with any sort of documentation or proof, the president hired a passel of law firms, and by many estimates has spent close on to $1 million in legal fees.
Rather than release his birth certificate.
Bingo.
Now, five days ago,
it's a $10 form that he could have released.
Robert, 10 days ago, Fox News published an article on their website, foxnews.com, by Tommy DeCenno, Obama's to blame for the birther movement. And they point out that the birth certificate that was put on the internet by the Barack Obama campaign and that the media has accepted was created in 2007. And in the lower left corner of that form, there's a reference to a Hawaiian statute that was revised in 2001. And if you look closely at it on the front, you could see bleeding through from the back the date stamp from 2007 when the document was created.
Well, yes. You know, one side portrays that document as the birth certificate. If people would remember that the state of Hawaii went to electronic files, and that document at its best represents a collection of information in a statewide computer database.
Right.
That's
so
all. There
it's effectively hearsay.
Absolutely. There is no originality to that. I mean, yes, we presume databases are accurate. We presume state databases are accurate. But I'd like to have a discussion with anybody who thinks that state databases are infallible or could never be manipulated or could never be used for purposes of concealing information. The question is, what is on the original birth certificate that President Obama is working so diligently to conceal?
Now, Obama could say, perhaps, that, well, my family lost my original birth certificate. We don't have it, and when we called the hospital, the only thing on record is this electronic form that they could print out.
Well, he could say that, but that would conflict with the statements in his book. He wrote in his book that he opened a book at his home and found his original birth certificate. So it obviously existed at a point that was contemporaneous with his recollection of his life while he was writing that
book.
Now,
didn't he send a letter to a hospital and get the wrong hospital in Honolulu?
Well, a letter was used. I'm going to be very careful because there's been so many people who refused to comment. A letter was used. An image of a letter was used by Kapiolani Hospital in Honolulu as a fundraiser. It purported to be from President Obama saying, this is the hospital of my birth, and they had it on their website. They used it in their magazine as a fundraiser. When we started raising questions about that and where they got that information, the letter apparently was delivered by Hawaii Congressman Abercrombie, the hospital suddenly jerked it off the website. We have contacted the White House a multitude of times in recent weeks, and I've never gotten a single response about whether the president confirms that he even sent that letter.
So either they fraudulently created this letter for fundraising purposes, or Barack Obama got the wrong hospital. Now, factcheck.org, Snopes, these are websites that people go to in disputes to find out whether something is a scam, a fraud. And they had listed the hospital that Barack Obama was allegedly born in Honolulu, but as you guys continue to publish your reporting, they magically switched the hospital of Obama's birth, alleged birth, and they didn't even let their readers know that they had done this.
Yeah, they just started scrubbing the websites. Anytime there was a reference to the Queen's Hospital, it was all of a sudden changed. And there was no explanation for a lot of that. I mean, the whole question, you know, it stems back to what is so significant on an original birth certificate that President Obama, by his own admission, has seen and has had, whether he actually holds it in his hands right now or not. He's seen it, and he's held it, and he's had it. What is there on there that he doesn't want the public to know?
Well, now that brings us to this here document that WorldNet Daily has on your lead story today. And, you know, when Bill O'Reilly and others, Bill O'Reilly from Fox News and others, have said that this is a non-story, they've seen the birth certificate, maybe, Robert, maybe they just didn't mention that it said Kenya on it. Because this here is a certified copy of registration of birth. Now, today in the age of Photoshop, of course, any document could be fraudulent, and we have to be especially careful. But this has information that has not been previously available, and it appears to be an authentic certified copy from Kenya. It's got the signature of the deputy registrar of Coast Province. It purports to be a true copy of the entry recorded in the birth register of the province, book number, and then they give you the book number and the page number. And it says that Barack Hussein Obama was born on August 4th, 1961, some of it's hard to read, but at Coast General Hospital. And this document, but it's not dated from 1961. It's dated in February of 1964. So that brings up questions. Why would someone want a copy of Obama's birth certificate in 1964? Do you have thoughts to that question?
Well, there is nothing confirmed, of course. But if you look at the timeline in the Obama family history, this would have been about the time of Barack Obama's mother's divorce from Barack Obama Sr. Now, I have not gone through a divorce, so I am not, and I certainly am not an expert on a divorce, but it is conceivable that at the time of a divorce in a family involving two children, one of whom belonged to the mother and one of whom belonged to both parents, there could have been a need for a documentation of the birth of the older child. That's a possibility. We don't know.
Okay, so that's one possible explanation of why in 1964 someone would be requesting a copy of Barack Obama's birth certificate from Kenya. It's interesting, this image is taken, it looks like it might be on a rug, and you can imagine right now there are FBI, CIA, Homeland Security agents trying to figure out where that rug was manufactured. But Robert, sometimes, I'm not sure, but perhaps some institutions, if you go in to ask for a copy of an official document, they might make a copy of it for the records just to show that they've given out a copy on this date. And perhaps, I guess we don't know, since Orly Tates is not letting us know who has possession of this document. We don't know how this was acquired.
That's correct. It does not have many of the obvious red flags that several of the other purported Kenyan birth certificates. I mean, you've seen the joke on the internet that someone has scribbled, "This is a Kenyan birth certificate." You know, there are others that have been out there that have, you know, even to an untrained eye, significant failings.
They're obvious frauds.
Yeah, this does not have many of those. There are questions that are going to have to be answered. My reading here is that it says Barack Hussein Obama was 26 years old. Well, my understanding was he was born in 1936. So that would make him either 25 or 26, depending upon his birth date.
Right.
And so there are issues like that that help to
corroborate or to cast doubt on
That's
the
right.
authenticity of a document.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And the village that he's claiming where he lived at the time, I don't know that has been public information. So there's information on here that if it's fraudulent, it looks like they're producing some authentic original information.
Well, and if it is fraudulent, those holes will always show up relatively quickly. I mean, we should know in the next day or two or three if there's any legitimacy to this or not, or at least an indication. If there's something clearly and obviously wrong, One of the disputes is over right now the reference at the bottom of the page where it says the Republic of Kenya.
Right.
Now this document
that was attacked immediately by bloggers who said that Kenya did not become a republic until December of that year.
That's correct. But Kenya became independent the year before.
In 1963,
and the Kenyan constitution as it is now, we don't have access to an original. We have only an amended constitution, but the constitution itself
refers to the Republic of Kenya.
That's correct.
In other words, it doesn't say the United States of Kenya.
Right.
It says the Republic of Kenya, and that constitution was adopted in 1963. So unless they change the name of their country when they amended their constitution in 1999, presumably when they became an independent state in 1963, that was their name, the Republic of Kenya.
Well, and see, the independence movement dates back well into the 1950s.
Right.
So at what point does a government agency change of form to reflect a change of name? Can we say that nothing could conceivably or possibly have happened before some magical date in 1964? I mean, that I don't think that that's realistic to argue.
Well, and that actually, if it turns out that, and the instantaneous, as in within 24 hours, historical research that's gone on in the history of Kenya, if it turns out that the Republic of Kenya actually was a term used before the more popular conception of them becoming a nation in December of 64, if that turns out to hold up and be true, as it looks like, that's additional evidence that this is an authentic document, because someone who fabricated this document would most likely use more superficial public knowledge.
Well, and see, this all goes back to the possibility of being legitimate. You know, if you find out that the deputy registrar never existed, that there never was such a person. Well, that pretty much
right.
Torpedoes the idea that this. What if there was a person by that name who was a deputy registrar at the time? Then that goes to support. Does this align with what the officials in Hawaii have said? It could. They have said that they've seen the original documentation. They did not say what it contained.
Hmm.
The Hawaii law at the time allowed parents who would swear that they had as their residence the state of Hawaii for a year before the birth, they could get a Hawaiian birth certificate for a child even born out of the country.
Mm.
And then, of course, you get into this whole issue of what were the laws at the time, because natural-born citizens, at the time, a single mother may or may not have been able to transfer natural-born citizenship to a child born out of the country of
who's
a foreign national.
It depends on how many years she had lived in the country.
Right. I talked with the State Department about it. So they said it gets very complicated.
Right. Now, WorldNet Daily has obtained other birth certificates from Kenya in order to compare them with this document. And according to WorldNet Daily, I know that you guys are not neutral document experts, but according to WorldNet Daily, this document appears to be identical to other documents issued by the government in Kenya.
Yeah, and of course that's not a confirming factor, nor is it a rejecting factor at this point.
Right.
Our senior staff writer Jerry Corsi traveled to Kenya last year to do some of these investigations, and in the course of his research, he came across copies of various documents, and his evaluation is that they're very, very similar.
Now, if let's see, so far, if I'm looking at your website correctly, WorldNet Daily has had 430,000 Americans sign the petition regarding Barack Obama's eligibility and asking for his birth certificate to be produced. Is that about right, 430,000 so far?
Yes, it's increasing each day, but the last time I checked, that was the range it was in.
And we have billboards going up around the country that say simply, where's the birth certificate?
That's right.
And perhaps now this story might complicate those billboards because perhaps it's right here. But and then there are names that are daily being added to the story. But some of the more significant names, Chuck Norris, for example, who has a column that appears at WorldNet Daily, Andrew Sullivan, Lou Dobbs at CNN has asked for Barack Obama to produce his birth certificate.
Well, he stated that he believes the president is the natural born citizen that's required. But his question is it cuts back to the core of what WorldNet Daily's editorials have always questioned, what we've always reported on, and that is, why not release what is in the document that is so horribly embarrassing or damaging that would cause a president to have a long-term, massive, concerted effort to conceal that information? I mean, this man is the president. We as citizens, and especially historians, have a certain right to demand information because as president, we need to know about him. We need to know what brought him to this point. And that's the question. That's the bottom line question that needs to be answered. You know, because it's not just the birth certificate. Everybody says, well, you know, the birth certificate. And that's fine, well, and good. But, you know, just look at the list of other records regarding President Obama that are not available. His kindergarten records, his Poona House school records, his Occidental College records, Columbia University, Columbia thesis, Harvard School records, Harvard Law Review articles, scholarly articles from the University of Chicago, passport, medical records, files from his years as an Illinois state senator, Association records.
And Robert Unruh, these are the kinds of documents that traditionally presidential candidates and presidents have made available.
Well, many of them and most of them. And if one or two of these were not available and the rest of them were, there's very little question. But when you have a key document that is not available, and then all of these other supporting one of the lawsuits in California alleged they wanted the Occidental College records because there were allegations that that President Obama attended Occidental College on aid for foreign students.
Right. That is especially relevant. And Robert, we have only a half a minute left, but.
Yep.
Folks who are saying they don't want Obama to show us his birth certificate are people like Ann Coulter, John McCain, Bill O'Reilly. And it's so interesting that there are people who are mocking those who simply are asking for Obama to show that he's eligible, that he's not lying and committing a fraud on this country.
Well, it's very simple. You know, either the information is there or it isn't. It shouldn't be a real deep philosophical argument.
Right. As Fox News said, Obama is responsible for the birther movement. Hey, thank you so much, Robert Unruh. We appreciate the update.
Thank you.
All right. That's Robert Unruh, journalist, as I said, longtime, a veteran reporter for the Associated Press, and now writing for some years now with WorldNet Daily. And what an asset he is to the conservative movement in America and to WorldNet Daily. Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school. And our website is kgov.com.